So this week in the Sedra, we have the rebellion of Korach. The pasuk begins, "Vayikach Korach, Nisi ben Kasben, Levi, Vidosam Aviram," that Korach, son of Yitzhak, son of Kohath, son of Levi, took he and his friends, they took themselves. It's not clear what they took. So this Vayikach Korach is it's an opening for people to say a drash. So the word Vayikach, the root of the word is kach, to take, but also kach can mean to buy, and it has other cognate meanings. The Medrash asks, what did Korach see? What convinced him to go head to head with Moshe in a rebellion? Moshe went head to head with Pharaoh. You know, how could anybody in their right mind think that you can rebel against Moshe and somehow come out of it the winner? Right? What are you going to win? What's to be won? So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Ro'o shal sheles gedoy lo yoytze simenu, that Korach was a prophet and he could see that great things were coming from him. Among them, Shmuel the prophet and 24,000 Levites in the time of King David, when the temple was assembled in Jerusalem and the service was formalized in a way that's been handed down to us with the Psalms, the singing of the Psalms and so on. Those Levites who conducted the music in the temple and really came down to us as the makers of the music and the leaders, the chazanim, the leaders of prayer, these people were descendants of Korach. And Korach, looking into the future, could see it. Ro'o shal sheles gedoy lo, he saw a great chain. Yotzeis mimenu. So the Ishbitz says, ki lefi sheroo azois, because he could see this, hirhiv ois benafshoi, that gave him the spirit of rebellion. It sort of empowered him, bolstered him. Ki betach hu agodol etzel Hashem Yisbaruch, because Korach said, there's an inside and an outside. Things are not always the way they appear. And he felt that when it comes to being favorites with God, he's the favorite. Ba'al zeh ne'emar, and this is the Ishbitz says, why the verse tells us in Proverbs, al tishala b'yomecha, don't start making yourself happy, praising yourself with tomorrow, ki lo yiseda ma'yelet yom, because you don't know what today is going to give birth. That's a Jewish way of saying don't count your chickens before they're hatched, right? But even if you're a prophet and you know that tomorrow things are going to be very good for you, that doesn't mean that today is going to be a good day. Ki af she'odam yovin, betach she'yesh lo tikva, even though a person knows for sure that he's going to be saved, lo yosim b'tchoyna al zeh, a person should not depend on that. Ki lo yeda b'mayanik Hashem yizbaruch b'ahoyvim, because you don't know how God is going to deal or lead the world in the present. It's interesting, I read somewhere that people's driving has become worse since the invention of the airbag. That people drive faster and more carelessly because they know that there's an airbag that can save them, and that people are relying on it more and driving with less caution, which is, doesn't need to much explaining to see that, that's a losing proposition. But how come Korach thought that he could possibly be the favorite? I thought about this a lot. Moshe was so humble, right? Moshe was so pure and obviously talented. What was Korach doing that he could be so blinded to reality, right? There's a story that the Yismach Moshe, he was a Rebbe in the end of the 19th century, he said to his Hasidim, he said, don't think that Korach was a rebel. Because we talk about the rebellion of Korach, don't think that Korach was a rebel. He was a rebel. Most of the Jewish people were on Korach's side. We had it in for Moshe. You know, we don't take really well, kindly, to being led. Every Jew thinks that they should be leader, right? But the Yismach Moshe was saying to his Hasidim, I want you to know that most of the Yidden were with Korach in this fight. So the one of the Hasidim said, but Rebbe, but you, even in your even in your previous incarnation, watching on, you must have known who was who, right? And the Rebbe said, well, actually, I was waiting to see who would win. I was going to be neutral. I was going to be neutral. They say that once the Israeli president was talking to Roosevelt, you know, and he was telling him his troubles and this and that, and, you know, and President Roosevelt was saying, look, I don't really have time to listen to your shtuyot, you know, to your nonsense. Look, I'm here, I've got a country with 160 million people in it, you know, and you have a country that was a million people, you know. Can you imagine how much greater are my problems than your problems? Like, why are you always bothering me? So I think it was Ben-Gurion said to him, yes, Mr. President, but you see, you are the president of a country of 160 million citizens, but I'm the president of a country of a million presidents, right? So this is what's going on here. Korach thinks he's really special, right? And according to tradition, you know, Korach was one of those men who carried the Aron, who carried the Ark. There were four men who carried the Ark of the Covenant, in which the Luchot, in which the tablets of stone were. And according to tradition, their feet didn't touch the ground. The Oroin was nice of it, carried those who carried it. And really, the entire Jewish people, the entire nation, we followed the Aron. The Aron led the way. And Korach was a great musician. You know, my understanding is that Korach was the singer, was the sweet singer of the Jewish people at that time. He's the source of all the music that we have. And that is such a great gift, you know, that it fooled him into thinking that it's greater than the gifts of Moshe Rabbeinu. But you know something, even if it is, it was still a mistake to think that it was time to go head to head with Moshe. So the Ishbitzer spent some time this week just talking around, like, what is the meaning here? Vayikach Korach. The second Torah, Isa b'medrash, we learn in the medrash, m'pnei mal nismach parshas Korach l'parshas Tzitzis. Why is this portion, this chapter, dealing with Korach juxtaposed with the previous sedra where we had the parsha of Tzitzis, which is the third parsha of the Shema. L'fishe Korach lukach talis shukula techeles, because Korach took a talis which was entirely dyed in blue wool. V'omah, and he came in public to Moshe, holding up this blue talis, right? And he said, Moshe, tell us, p'tura oy chayevus, does this talis need tzitzis or not? So Moshe said, well, it's got four corners on it, you know, and that's the halacha, that if you have a garment that you wear during the daytime that is square, or that it has four corners, four square corners, it has to carry tzitzis. So Korach starts laughing, and he says, if you've got a white garment, or a red one, or a black, or whatever, and it's got corners, and you've got tzitzis with one little blue thread, that one little blue thread in the tzitzis is enough to cover the whole garment. So now if you've got the whole garment is blue, of course it doesn't need tzitzis. And Moshe said, well, you know, you're asking me the halacha. I'm telling the halacha. What are you talking about?